Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast. I am your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law. Today we are continuing our July theme of going to court in Queensland with everyone's least favourite topic, particularly my clients, the costs of going to court. Everyone knows going to court is expensive, right? For a multitude of reasons. But people ask me why. Why is it so expensive? And there are a couple of reasons, I guess. So in this podcast, I'm really going to focus on the magistrates, the district, and the Supreme Court, because they are the main, you know, court system in Queensland for an initial claim or an initial application that people will attend to. And they are expensive places to go if you have a dispute. The reason is that in Queensland, we have the Uniform Civil Procedure Rules 1999, which cover all the procedures and rules when you go to court. And there are a lot of steps to going to court. And this is where the time factor really comes in. So let's say you're a plaintiff. The first thing you do is you come to me, you have a problem. I give you an advice. We decide to take maybe a couple of pre-court steps. We might do a letter of demand, okay? Then that doesn't work out. So we're looking at drafting a claim and the statement of claim. In doing that, I have to get all documents off you. I have to get your instructions on a number of things. And it really depends how big that claim looks like, is dependent on the monetary value, the length of time that is involved, the correspondence that is involved. I'm finding that one obviously massive factor in the digital age is that we all, and I'm guilty of it too, we all send emails willy-nilly all the time. We're just sending emails. And if you have a dispute and it relates to a dispute, that can end up being quite costly. I've been involved in matters in the past that have maybe as little as 500 documents, you know, involved to a million, maybe close to at least a couple of hundred thousand. Those are obviously really big matters that have spanned many, many years, but it can be quite intensive. So, you know, we're drafting the statement of claim and then we're filing that claim. Now, that fee to file in the district and the Supreme Court is anywhere from $1,000 to around $2,000 as well. So we've spent a lot of time looking at your matter, going through the documents, preparing the draft, consulting with you a lot about it, making sure that it's a really good claim. Then the defendants in a usual course will put on a defense, and I have to read that defense and I have to understand it. I have to advise you as to what it says. And then we have to do a reply to that defense. So replying to allegations that they make in their defense. So then we do a reply. That means the pleadings are closed. Once the pleadings are closed, we then go into disclosure. So that's an exchange of relevant documents in a matter. And as I said, that can be quite intensive. Small matters will have a couple of hundred documents. Larger matters will have thousands. Matters that span decades will have literally millions. I've 100% been involved in matters that have hundreds and thousands of documents involved. So then you go through disclosure. And after disclosure, you're then preparing the evidence. And the evidence really just depends on the facts, okay? So there's two types of evidence. There's expert evidence and there's lay witness evidence. So experts you might get involved will be a forensic accountant to shore up the claim that you're making. And the court then uses that to determine damages, for example. So you might need a forensic accounting report. I've once sought a report on canon law. You might have a psychologist report. You may have a report about a product. So you might get an expert in the field to give you a report about a product and why it's a defect. So expert reports in themselves are quite lengthy and expensive. I've never seen an expert report less than around $10,000, just to give you an idea. And that also really depends on how much they need to look at. Then there's the lay witness evidence. So generally I need evidence from you as the client, and there might be other people. So any key people involved will need to be in there. And it really also depends how many people are involved and the allegations made. So I've had a matter recently that I've done about 20 witness statements for. Other matters, we might just need one. It really is dependent, but that is a very lengthy process, because what we need to do is look at the documentation, pull those documents out, and then get the person to talk about those documents and talk about the allegations that are made in the statement of claim. After all the evidence is on, the next step by the rules is requesting a trial date and preparing for trial. Trials in Queensland are dependent on the amount of witnesses you have, so how long it's going to take for a court to hear the matter. I have heard matters go from a couple of days to a couple of months. And it's very expensive, because when you're the plaintiff, you have to pay court hearing fees. And the longer your matter is, the more expensive the fees are. So that can rack into the tens of thousands of dollars just for the court hearing fees. Depending on how big the matter is, you'll get a barrister involved. So you have their fees, you have the lawyer's fees in preparing, and you might even have two barristers. If it warrants it, we'll get a senior counsel called a King's Counsel. And then we'll also have a junior barrister involved who will be preparing for trial. In that, they'll be wanting to talk to witnesses. They'll want a lot of the documentation. A lot of the barristers are, dare I say, more mature and like hard copy documents. So we're preparing hard copy. That is these steps as contemplated by the UCPR without anything interrupting. Okay, so that's long. Okay, and that's why it's expensive. Think about the time. Most matters aren't heard at trial before 2 years. I've got one at the moment where kicking at 4 years. When I was in large law firms, we would never have a matter go to trial before at least 4 years. So it's a lot of time intensive, expensive steps that need to be taken. Now, I've told you the like gold standard steps. There are 1,000 things that come up in the meantime. So for example, mediations is one of them. You might have a mediation at some point. It could be court ordered, or it could be agreed between the parties. That is usually preparation for a mediation, and then you attend for a one-day mediation with your lawyer, barristers, and there's usually a mediator that you share the cost of between the parties. So that's an expense. Then there are applications that occur at various times. So a very common one is around a strikeout application. So there's something wrong with someone's pleading and we're looking to strike that out. You can have applications on disclosure. So there are a lot of disclosure fights that happen, saying, you know, you haven't given us all the documents, trying to get more documentation, trying to figure out, you know, in the rules, what is required to be disclosed. So disclosure fights happen a lot. There can be multiple pleadings. So you might amend your statement of claim or your defense as you gain documents during disclosure or during the evidence process. You might update your pleading to better reflect the facts. So that can happen. And if that happens on a statement of claim, you're then repleading your defense and your reply. So that can take a lot of time and expense as well. There may be other things that come up, such as a security for costs application, where the defendant can ask for security of their costs if they feel like the plaintiff couldn't afford to satisfy a costs order after a trial. Those are just very small examples of what can happen. You also have just typical delay. Defendants are really, you know, their role is to really delay things and push back and put a lot of pressure on the plaintiff, particularly cost pressure. So that can be quite expensive. And that's why I say to people, I can give you what I think the costs are going to be, but if any of these additional things happen, it can be quite costly. Most of the matters, particularly in the district court and the Supreme Court, are under a case flow review. So you often have quite draft orders that are going back and forth. You're going to review hearings. If you're on the commercial list or the supervised case list, you're at court more often before a judge who's making sure everything's ticking along. So I'm sure I've exhausted you in this podcast, but I really want you to understand why the costs are so significant. And it's complex. Issues are complex. If you're going to court, it's because your matter is complex and there are a lot of different things that are involved, and that's why it is costly. My view as a practitioner is I don't do things that are unnecessary. Not my vibe, okay? I am only doing things that I know are required. I am efficient. I have experience, and you will see costs racked up with people that don't have the experience for the matter. They don't have experience in court. They don't understand the steps, and you'll come across a lot of problems. That's why it's really important to get an experienced practitioner like myself involved if you're thinking about going to court. In terms of cost consequences, this is the other thing. If you do go to a trial and you are unsuccessful, you will have to pay the other party's costs. We say that's about 40 to 60% of their costs you will pay. And that's the other reason you really have to think about making a claim. Can you, you know, satisfy a cost order at the end of the day? This is also the reason why a lot of matters settle before going to trial. I've just told you how long these things are, and there comes a point where you realize it is better money spent settling than having to continue to pay all the way to trial. When I was a junior lawyer, I felt like I was cursed. We'd get to a week or a day before trial and matters would settle all the time. And I just wanted my trial, but matters would settle because people are staring down the barrel of $100,000, $150,000 worth of costs plus potential cost orders. It's much easier and cost-effective and commercial to settle matters. So going to court is kind of an effective way to work towards a settlement. But if you have parties that don't have funds to settle or they're just too deep in terms of spending money, it can be really difficult. So I hope that has sufficiently... I feel like everyone's going to be so flat from this podcast because it really is something that you don't think about. And I've just talked about kind of civil and commercial matters. It's the same when you're doing, you know, a family provision application. They're not completely the same steps, but it's still costly. And that's why there are a lot of procedures, a lot of things that can happen. The conduct of the other party, which is the one thing I cannot predict for you, really dictates how much things cost. So I think we'll wrap it up. Next week, we are going to be revisiting QCAT, which is the most cost-effective place you can settle a dispute if you're in that monetary jurisdiction. So that's what we'll talk about next week. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to discuss anything or you want some more information about costs of going to court, how I can help you, jump on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au. You can book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar, and we can get your dispute sorted. In the meantime, try to stay out of court unless I'm there with you. I'll speak to you next week. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, visit www.vicarlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.